Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, we watched all weekend the tragedy that's taking place in Texas with the hurricane. Through tragedy comes unity. This is our prayer. If tragedy is brought to this nation, to any of our brothers and sisters, we all seem to come together to help one another, to help them through, and to pick up the pieces. Harvey hit Texas, and it's not going away anytime soon. It just won't seem to let go. It's amazing watching these rescues and those who have lost yet go out to help others. Life brings tragedy. We've all experienced tragedy, and there's not a person alive who hasn't experienced some sort of disaster at some time in their lives. It is our prayer right now, right here, that this nation will see there is no color, there is only people. People indeed. Yet the protesters continue against a nation which has flaws for sure, but still exhibits freedom and liberty and independence. The left tend to hate life. They idealize the greatest racist and threat to this nation that I have ever known, and far worse than any of the meanest slave masters, I would say. As she plotted, and the Democrat Party continues its hate while pretending otherwise. Margaret Sanger, Planned Parenthood, set out to destroy our future, to destroy a race of people, to wipe out any beings who might be imperfect, less than her ideal of what is perfect. She was and is an evil person. She did not believe in liberty. She did not have a value of life. The old need to die and the race needs to be purified. But God is not of that mindset. He created all. Texas and the tragedy, all people, all colors helping one another is proof to me. While we have prejudice in the individuals in this nation as a whole, we're not that way. Father in heaven, we pray for all of those in peril today, those who have lost all their possessions and homes. We pray for their needs and we pray for their souls. May this tragedy birth an awakening in our land, that all men are created equal, and in you we are one. Show us the way to our knees, and humble us as we are all your witnesses. May we truly, in this way, bring America home to you this day. The tragedy of what's going on in Texas is an eye-opener. You know, in just the blink of an eye, our lives can change rapidly. And they've not seen a tragedy of this extent in Texas since 1961 when Carla hit. And I believe Harvey's going to be even worse because he's stalling right over the state there in certain areas and just pounding them with rain. Some areas might get 50 inches of rain. That's incomprehensible to me. I can't even imagine 50 inches of rain. And it's coming down. They have tornado warnings, tornado watches going off. I haven't heard that any have actually hit, not in these areas that they've shown anyway. But here where the flooding is, they have no basements. They're up on the rooftops or trying to survive and get rescued. Where on earth would they go had a tornado actually come in and hit? So we definitely need to be in prayer and find out how we can, what we can do. And I know that the states around are trying to help Texas as well as they can, as best they can. But mainly this nation needs to get on their knees. We need to bring God back in to this nation. We are flawed. There is no such thing as a perfect people. And we definitely are not that, and never have been, and never will be. But we need to strive for that. I'm going to open up the phone lines. I pray that your families, if you have family in Texas, I do have some family in Texas, that they're doing okay. I believe mine are. We haven't heard from all, but I believe they're doing all right. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. I want to talk a little bit about the disunity. Tragedy to unity, that's what I'm praying for, that this tragedy over at Texas will bring a nation together. Yet we continue to see the rioting, we continue to see violent protests, not peaceful protests, which is protected by the First Amendment, but violent protests. I have several things here to report. Where they have, there's an arrest, assaults, and as Antifa unleashes violence on right-wing protesters in Berkeley. I have some other things here, too, that go along with that. Well, let's talk about this just a little bit. This isn't showing unity. What is it that they really, really want? 10 people were arrested for various violations, it says. This is coming out of Breitbart, I believe it was, on this particular one. And this happened Sunday during what was meant to be a peaceful protest and counter-protest in Berkeley, California. And it didn't end up quite that way. They wouldn't allow one side to come in and protest. They only allowed one. The Antifa side to protest, and so others came in to protest as well, and that ended up in violence. What are they really hoping to accomplish? What are they really wanting to accomplish with these protests and the violence? It's a mystery to me, because they're not going to accomplish what they think they are, or what they're yelling and screaming against. They're not going to fix that. Not in a protest. In fact, they're turning people away from them, even their own. Even their own. I've got an article here. Let me pull it out real quick. A Columbia professor. He urges the Democrats to end this disastrous identity politics. It's serving, he says, American liberalism in the 21st century is in a crisis. You think? Because of this identity politics, labeling people is not uniting a nation. And that's what the Democrat Party, well, really the Republican does it too. You know, you see the polls, well, the female voters against the male voters, the religious, the evangelicals, you know, they're just constantly labeling. Labeling the American people, the black, the white, the Hispanic vote, the female vote. But aren't we all one? Aren't we all equal? But in labeling us, they separate us. And in separating us, they weaken we the people. Don't fall for their lies. Don't fall for their lies. We're going into a break. I'm going to give the number again at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. From tragedy to unity, that is our prayer today. And your calls are welcome. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. It's time to go back to school with Tupperware. That's right. Tupperware can help you get your student ready for school, whether it's kindergarten, elementary, high school, or off to college. The convenience of airtight, watertight containers can store just about anything you need to keep protected. School lunches, Eco water bottles, which are great if you're a walker, a jogger, or a biker, too. Soup mugs, cereal bowls, sandwich containers. Store those pens and pencils. Keep your makeup stored, carrying soap and shower needs back and forth. Q-tips, cotton balls, containers for everything. Tupperware is versatile, efficient, affordable, and economical. Stow, go, store, stay. Keep your items neat, organized, safe, and dry. Tupperware is going back to school with you. Let Beth Mitchell be your Tupperware consultant. Remember, Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. Contact Beth today at bethmitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann from Tragedy to Unity. Texas is underwater, and we're watching as America comes together to help rescue and help them pick up the pieces. And by golly, it's going to be a lot of pieces to pick up. We're going to go to the phones. We have Scott from Vermont. Scott, how are you today?
Yeah, hello, Beth. Beth Ann. I live up there in New England, and we're kind of blessed. We don't get too much of the, we're not Tornado Bay country, and but we did have a hurricane damage from Hurricane Irene. A couple people died from the flooding from that, but we're kind of blessed overall. We don't get much of that bad weather. Regarding what happened in Charlottesville 3 weeks ago, that horrible, sick Nazi guy, kid, really ramming his car at people. The idea that he might have got the idea from what happened in Nice, France, and elsewhere in Europe, the Muslim terrorists ramming cars at people. But people can go on YouTube and watch the 1980 movie. It's a Hollyweird movie. I call it Hollyweird. The Blues Brothers. I actually like the blues music in the Blues Brothers movie, but there's a scene in that movie where these neo-Nazis are having a demonstration on a bridge, and the Blues Brothers charge the car at them, and they jump out of the way just in time into the river and get all wet, and they're embarrassed. Previously, the cops were holding back the people. The people wanted to beat up and hurt the neo-Nazis. So what happened in Charlottesville happened in reverse. in this 1980 movie, and maybe the that guy in Charlottesville.
Well, we have been watching a lot of the cars going into the crowds, and so yes, I'm sure that they watch the news and see all of that, and you know what one doesn't think of, the other does. That's what we used to say as a mom. You know, when the kids are getting in trouble, it's
the thing is, what was the message of that scene in that Blues Brothers movie? It was basically that it's okay to use violence, even potentially deadly violence, against those you find egregious and politically incorrect, like neo-Nazis. And so that's what we've seen with Antifa using, and the mainstream media doesn't report, and so the left wing doesn't, they say, oh, they didn't use any violence. That's because they didn't hear it from the mainstream
media.
Yeah,
there was two sides to the violence, and
right.
And there has been, Antifa has continued the violence since that day, so it's...
Right, they had baseball bats, they had pepper spray, they were throwing pee and poo on people, and that wasn't reported by the mainstream media, so the left wing... The left-wingers go, oh, Trump is so horrible to say what he said about there being violence on both sides. But
And they still won't admit that he was correct in that. They won't admit that. I appreciate the call, Scott.
Thank you.
I'm glad you have good weather up there. We normally are pretty good here in Missouri, but we do get the tornadoes and flooding and such, too. But we don't get the hurricanes. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. We have Stuart from Texas. Stuart, how are you today?
I'm good. I'm a long time and first time. But
long-time listener, first-time caller, is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Been with you since back in Derry's day and missing like you do. But I listen regularly. Listen, it astonishes me that you say you can't understand what they're after, the left, and particularly Antifa.
Well, they can't. What I was saying is they can't accomplish what they want through their violence is what I was trying
to say. What do you think they want to do through their violence?
Well, they think they want to scare America, because that's one thing, and I guess they are doing that.
Well, you're putting it very mildly. They want to destroy Western civilization and the white race, and they say so.
Well, you think Antifa wants to destroy the white race?
Of course.
Or just the neo-Nazis?
No, the neo-Nazis would be for the preservation of the white race.
Okay, I've got you. Okay. So, okay. But a lot of the Antifa, they're not just black. They're white folks that are...
Well, most white people in America now are racially suicidal.
Well, I guess. I don't believe that they're going to do any good for... I don't believe they're going to do any good for this nation, do you?
Well, of course not, but you put everything so mildly.
I do try
not.
To.
Yeah, I know you do. But the problem is, the two most important years in American history since 1776 are 1964 and 1965.
Okay. Sorry, I got a little choked there.
I get choked up when I think about them, too. When you look at history, no multiracial society ever succeeds, and no multicultural society ever succeeds.
Well, I think that's the kicker right there, is multicultural. I think we can coexist as races, but not if we continue to think that one culture should dominate the other or mix the cultures, because that just doesn't work. America is supposed to be the melting pot. There's been all kinds of nationalities that were discriminated against here, including the Irish. When they came over, they were treated horrible. We need to put a stop to it, but these riots are not going to put a stop to it. They're just fueling the flame, and they're not helping anything.
Civil War, and all that's happened since 1964 was predicted by the old heads of the South in the late 1950s. All except one thing they couldn't have imagined: are promoting this mental illness called transgender. It's just ridiculous that we're promoting that now. You know, we used to treat mental illness. Now we engender it.
Well, and you know what's really the real problem, and I'm going to let you go here. What's really the problem is America has fallen away from God. And, you know, they promote everything that goes against the scriptures, against what the God's Ten Commandments to us and how to live. And it's not just you cannot do this. It's what what he says to do to protect us, and we're ignoring all of that, and we're falling away from that, and as long as we continue to do that, this nation is not going to heal. I appreciate
the call. Let me get one opinion, please, before you let me go.
Real quick, please.
America will not be great again until America is white again.
All right. I don't believe that entirely, but I'm going to let you go on that, Stuart.
Thank you.
I'm not a white supremacist. I believe, you know, of course, like I said, I'm the melting pot. I'm French, Irish, Scotch, Indian, English, and German. And I don't believe that it's about being white. I believe it's about belonging to God. And as long as we are not doing what is good in the sight of our Lord, we're not going to be good. And that's just the way I see it. I don't see that labeling us and pitting one against the other is ever going to help this nation. It's not intended to help this nation. It's intended to break it down so that big government can control you. It doesn't matter to them what color you are. They just want to control you. They want to control your lives. And I read something, and I don't have that in here with me. I just glanced over it this morning, an article that was going across that they do have plans, and it'll be in the future here. And I have been reading this for quite some time, so it didn't just happen under the current administration. You've got to remember, presidents come and presidents go. Congress is there. And they can't seem to think up enough ways through them and the bureaucracy that they adhere to get your money. And there is some plans on how they're going to start going after your 401ks. So you need to be careful. Do a little studying. Like I said, I just saw that. I didn't study it. But it's something to be concerned about, and it's nothing that I would really doubt because they have gotten their hands in everything else that you've got a hold of. That was money that was taken out and put into a savings for you. And you have done that, you and your employer, and the government kind of wants it. They want everything. They got into the Social Security. They lied about that. They've lied about so many things. And we just continue to think and elect them and think that everything's going to be okay if we get the right president or if we get the right party in the majority. And you can see that that has not done us any good whatsoever. In fact, they're all upset. They're calling it racist that Donald Trump pardoned Sheriff Joe Arpaio. They're calling him a racist because he refused to stop doing what the federal court told him to do, which was profiling. Now, he is the sheriff of that county. The sheriff of the county has the authority, and they are to keep the county safe. Which Sheriff Joe did a good job of. And what he was looking at was probably 6 months in prison. He's 85 years old. He is not a racist. He has grandchildren of color. He is not a racist, as they want to claim. You know, the left has their own ideas. For those that want to pit us against one another, which is the left and the right on the many of times. But Sheriff Joe is not a racist. He was trying to guard against illegal aliens that were pretty rampant there in his county, and he was trying to take care of that. We're going, and I have some other things to bring to you. I want to talk a little bit about Paul Ryan and pardon for Sheriff Joe Arpaio. When we come back, your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410, and we'll be right back.
Going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're going to go straight to the phones. We have Roger from New Mexico. Roger, how are you doing today?
Just fine, Beth Ann. I wanted to say something about Sheriff Joe. My brother lived in Maricopa County. He said it's a perfect example of when you have centralized national federal government trying to run the local government. Because Sheriff Joe was put in power by voters who wanted him to stop the illegal Mexicans who were coming through their neighborhoods stealing everything. My brother couldn't leave nothing outside. Everything had to be locked up. Anyway, but what I really wanted to call about was what it means to be an American. I did not know what it meant to be an American until a Soviet nuclear scientist who had defected from the Soviets in the mid-80s, he gave a lecture, a speech in Los Alamos. And he said, you got to put yourself in my shoes. I was a Russian, Soviet top nuclear scientist. When I defected, I had three choices. Heidelberg, University of Heidelberg, mm-hmm. Princeton, or one of the universities in England. He said, you know, all those would have been good choices. But you know what? I could never be a German. I'd always be a Russian defector. I could never be a British. I'll always be known as a Russian defector. You know what? I can be an American.
Mm. That's absolutely
that,
right.
That hit me in the chest. Everybody stood up and cheered. I think everybody in the room realized what it meant to be an American. Anybody can be an American. So I disagree a little bit with the other people who said culture is a bad thing.
When they come and they want to change the culture, or they want us to adhere to that particular culture,
correct,
we need to melt together and be a culture together. You know, I'm not against them keeping their languages and such like that, but, you know, we can't change everything. And other countries won't do that for us if we go over there. We are America, and we are the melting pot, and I'm proud of that. I'm proud that we are all colors, all people, all nationalities as one. That's the way we should be.
Exactly. A beggar from Bangladesh can be an American. So can a Soviet nuclear scientist.
So can a little girl that's French, Irish, Scotch, Indian, English, and German. We can all be American.
Okay, I'll let you go.
Thank you, Roger. I appreciate the call. We're going to go to Therese from Pennsylvania. Therese, well, I haven't heard from you in a long time. How are you doing, girl?
We've been kind of busy up here because we had so much rain. My chickens developed webbed feet here.
Oh, my.
Okay, you know, we take a look at what takes place on the local level, which is the thing I feel that is the grassroots are probably the most important part. In Pennsylvania here, we have an organization that's called the Pennsylvania State Association of Township Supervisors, okay?
Okay.
We call them Township Stupidvisors here, okay?
Okay.
They've got a 32-page document here that states Township and State Government Partnership Today for a Better Tomorrow, okay?
Sounds good, doesn't it?
This is to build on its support for local government to keep local governments sustainable. Now, this is basically Agenda 21 on a local level and Agenda 30 with a happy face.
Mm.
They talk about fair share zoning, okay? And zoning is the control mechanism that if you have a comprehensive plan, that's the steel gauntlet that comes in and takes people out of houses because they have an empty nest, but there's this group of people coming across the border that want to steal everything on you. They'll put them in there and put these poor people in a retirement home, whether they like it or not. Okay, they can, and they've done it here, by the way. Also, we butt up against Potter County. This is Tioga County, Pennsylvania, which is north central Pennsylvania against the New York State border. But we butt up next to Potter County, and there's a township next to ours that we butt up against called Hector Township. And their stupid advisors are as bad as ours. But now they're going to get into municipal compacts, which basically we'll have three people over there making decisions about us that we never elected, okay? And not to say that we really have elections here, and vice versa, okay? And then they get into all kinds of statements about curative amendments and free direct benefits to the community. Actually, it's not to the community, it's to them, okay? They benefit from their basically criminal activity or abuse of powers. Now, this 32-page document is something else because all these people, all they're looking for really is control. And they figure this is one way to do it. Give everybody a touchy-feely feeling, and it's going to say, well, you know, we all have to live together, and we have this problem. We have to sustain ourselves. And, you know, take a look at the semantics of the verbs that are used, and you get into Agenda 21 itself and then now Agenda 30, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it reeks of all of that. They just simply turned it around a little bit. They want the ability to be able to raise taxes without any consideration whatsoever with regard to even letting anybody know that they're going to do it. That's interesting.
Well, you know, the bureaucracy is just amazing across this nation, and it's on every level. You're saying there it's on the community, it's on the local level. Yep. We know it comes from the federal level. We know it comes from the state level. And they are controlling the lives, and they are taxing you every which direction. License and fees and permits, those are all taxes. They're all a form of tax. And if the American people would...
With regard to this multi-municipal compact, is called intergovernmental cooperation. How do you like that one, huh? That's so loaded with Bravo Sierra, it comes out your ears.
Oh.
But they want total... They're looking for the total power to make decisions about raising revenue, spending, land use. Hey, now there's a real hot button for you.
Right.
Requirements. Land use requirements. Okay, how dare you have a 30-gallon trash can when we say specify 32 gallons, okay? And it has to be painted United Nations blue. We have address signs here that are United Nations blue. I might add, I don't have an address sign on my place, okay? okay, they wanted...
You got a good one there?
Yeah, beg your pardon?
You got a good one, you're laughing.
Yeah, and when officials are elected by the people, they are to represent the people. We haven't had representation here in so long, we don't know what it is.
Well, and that's true across the nation.
Also did. Now in Pennsylvania, because of organizations like I just mentioned, if you can't get what you want to talk about at a meeting on the agenda, they don't put it on, it's a non-event. It didn't occur. Just like on CNN News, if they haven't reported it, it didn't happen. Okay? So you go in and try to say something, point of order.
Interesting.
Yeah, they got a bunch of their goons, right, you know, already with their baseball bats ready to try to do a number. Okay? They had one meeting there when we were fighting the zoning thing, which they put it in and didn't call it zoning, but it is. They had one of the supervisors out there, he had brought a shotgun to the meeting and had it loaded out in his vehicle.
That's interesting. So if anybody else would have had that, they'd have been arrested, wouldn't they?
Oh, well, yeah, under normal circumstances, yes, but this is not normal. What I did is I got a whole bunch of my friends together. They kept the yahoos in the front of the room busy, and I went outside, and he left the door unlocked, and I opened it and unloaded the firearm, and I pulled the bolt out and removed the firing pin. He could have put rounds in the chamber to the end of time, and there would have been nothing happening.
Oh, well, that's the way to go. Therese, thank you. It's good to have you back.
Bye-bye.
Stay dry. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. We have Charles from Missouri when we come back. And I also wanted to share with you some other information that, if we have time, about a 34-year tradition. Has common sense gone with the wind in this nation? Has common sense gone with the wind? You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. The number to call is 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, first place in journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list and prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're in the final segment of today's show. We're going to go straight to the phone lines with Charles from Missouri. Charles, how are you doing today?
Hi, real good. I'll be real quick because I want to hear what you're going to say. I think I'm related to all the people that you are, too. I got all that, too. I couldn't believe it. But
French, Irish, Scotch, Indian, English, and German?
I think so. I really do. Maybe not the English, but I think so. Anyway, I heard something I haven't heard you guys say, and I'll be real quick, and then just you can talk, and if anybody else wants to talk. I heard a man that he was on TV. I watched a lot of different stuff, and he wrote a book about what we're talking about, how it's the way America's going and how it's going to end, you know, the left and the right and all this fighting. Mm. And he said something that kind of scared me, but, you know, sometimes I wonder, of course, God rules, but he said that it's not going to end good. He said that he studied this and other countries that do this, either one side or the other wins, and the way they win is one side kills the other. So that's all I wanted to say. Mm. I'm not saying it's going to happen or not. It was just an interesting insight on it. Okay.
Yep, there's usually never a good ending. I appreciate it, Charles. Thank you. There's usually not a good ending when you put two against the other. And, you know, we had a caller last Friday, said he had been in the intelligence part of the military, and he said if you want to control people, you let them know there's only two sides. Bring it down to two sides, and then they have they have control. So whether it's the left, the right, the majority minorities or whatever you want to call it, you know, the evangelicals and the non-believers or whatever the case may be, Republicans and Democrats, there's usually not a good ending if that's the only choices you have. But we know the main choice would be to serve our Lord and Savior. And that means all colors. That doesn't just mean one or the other. And, of course, there's always going to be prejudice. There's always going to be idiots. There's always going to be those that think ill of other people for one reason or another without really knowing them. But my question was, when we went into the break, was, has common sense gone with the wind here in the United States of Missouri, United States of Missouri, United States of America? It's a famed theater. Ends a 34-year tradition of showing Gone with the Wind because it's insensitive. As an organization whose stated mission is to entertain, educate, and enlighten the communities it serves, this is the Orpheum Theater that's out of Memphis, Tennessee. It says it can no longer show a film that is insensitive to a large segment of its local population. While title selections for the series are typically made in the spring of each year, the Orpheum has made their determination early in response to specific inquiries from patrons. And the statement also said that they were just, that it is not going to any longer have Gone with the Wind. Gone with the Wind is a classic in movies. It showed both sides. I mean, it's been a long time since I watched it. My mother, it was one of her favorite movies, and she was telling me, and I never, you know, we went to three movies, I think, when I was growing up. Three movies. We saw Ben-Hur, we saw Old Yeller, and I can't remember the movie that that Doris Day was in. It's where she sang the song, Que Sera, Sera. I don't remember the movie's name. Those are only three movies, and they were drive-ins that we ever saw when I was a kid. That I remember. But she said when she was a young woman, and I guess she was probably in college, she was a registered nurse, and she went to college to become a registered nurse, was Gone with the Wind, and she saw it several times. She went numerous times to the theater to watch Gone with the Wind. And when I watched it, you know, after that, I thought, well, what about the ending? She goes, well, she always got what she wanted, so you just have to believe she got what she wanted later. But it's a classic, and it showed what war does. Both sides. It was mainly about the one character, the two characters there, but it showed what war does. Yes, they had slaves in it, some of them didn't, but it shows what war does to a nation and to a people. Another movie that I would highly suggest to watch, that I think depicts what a civil war does to a people. They get sucked into a war that they don't want to be sucked into for reasons that they don't want to be sucked into it. And that is Ride with the Devil. So look up the movie Ride with the Devil, and it takes place in Kansas and Missouri. But it definitely shows you how people who didn't even want to be in war got pulled into a war. And not for the right reasons, if there is a right reason to have war, a civil war. I thought it was a really good movie that shows both sides, shows how the average citizen, the forgotten men and women, got pulled into a war. Are we being pulled into a war now? Has common sense gone with the wind in the United States of America? While the great state of Texas is being drowned with tragedy of Hurricane Harry, can this nation unite and put our differences aside and concentrate on those common denominators? Is there any way that we can do that? There's only one way for us to come together. And that's, as I said at the beginning, not to get all churchy on you, but it's only when we come together on our knees. All colors, all races. And bring America back home to God. Our founding fathers were not, they weren't perfect men. They weren't saints. They were just men seeking for a better way. And we're still seeking for that better way. But are we willing to throw away life, to throw away liberty, to throw away independence for a socialistic society, which is what they're fighting for right now? Or are we willing to stand on equality under God? We are a republic. That means we, the people, are in charge. But that'll only work if the people are working it. You know what the A-team, the guy used to say, I love it when a plan comes together. We're falling apart right now because we lack vision and we lack seeing the history from whence we came. The good, the bad, and the ugly. We have to have it all to be who we are and to understand that we're not perfect. And we're only perfect under God. And we're only equal because He has made us equal. Not because a constitution or a piece of paper makes us equal. But God makes us equal. And it's only when we get on our knees, only when we get on our knees, that we will truly bring America home.
These truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen. So the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166.
That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.